The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town on WWER. This week on Talk of the Town, we present a series called Wanderlove, a look at why we love Colonial Beach and the Northern Neck.
Hi, I'm Sally Adams.
And I'm George Nelson.
And we're your hosts for a series of shows called Wanderlove.
We'll visit people and places that make Colonial Beach, Virginia special.
We'll be visiting a local brewery, a local winery, historical sites, and more.
Today we're visiting Jarrett Thor Gallery on the Potomac River in Colonial Beach. The gallery was started in the early 90s by Joyce and Carl Thor.
Joyce and Carl are part of the conversation, along with Andrea Clement, Peter Farney, Kathleen Moran, and Eric Nelson.
Tune in for a conversation with a handful of the dozens of local artists and craftsmen who call Colonial Beach home. Because the participants are all wearing masks, the sound quality may not be ideal, but the conversation is worth a listen.
To keep residents and visitors as safe as possible, visit CBVA-created road trip itineraries that allow for social distancing and access to open spaces. The itineraries are available on the blog www.visitcbva.com/blog. Again, that's www.visitcbva.com/blog.
Wanderlove initiatives made possible by a grant from Commonwealth of Virginia's Virginia Tourism Corporation, responsible for promoting Virginia is for Lovers tourism campaigns.
A video of this Wanderlove program will soon be available on the Visit CBVA website. We hope you enjoy WWER's first episode of Wanderlove, Arts in Colonial Beach.
My name is Andrea Clement, and I'm an artist in the Colonial Beach Artist Guild, and I've been an artist for about 40 years.
I am Kathleen Moran. I am the president currently of the Colonial Beach Artist Guild, and I am also an artist.
I'm Sally Adams, and I'm here to meet artists.
I'm George Nelson, also known as Mr. Sally Adams, and I'm here because I like art.
My name is Carl Thor. I am co-owner of an art gallery, Jarrett Thor Fine Arts, with my wife Joyce. I have not been an artist until fairly recently, but the overwhelming pressure of the culture of the community made me into an artist, so I are one now.
Okay, I'm the other half. Joyce Thor, and I've been an artist for about 30 years. Unfortunately, I can't paint anymore, or just abstracts, because I've been blind for about 3 or 4 years. But still love the arts, and it still makes me happy. And we love the customers that come in from all over.
And I'm Peter Farney, and I'm part of the art scene here, too, because I'm one of the founders of the Artist Alliance, the room where we're sitting now in the Jarrett Thor Gallery. And the Artist Alliance represents a small portion of the artists in Colonial Beach. We have about 20 artists that show here, including me. I'm a photographer, and I'm nearly born here. I was certainly raised here in Colonial Beach, so I've seen the art field develop over the years. And I'm happy to say it's a vibrant community.
My name is Eric Nelson, and I am a realtor in Colonial Beach, and I'm part of the Artist Alliance and also on the board of the Artist Guild here in Colonial Beach. I have been pursuing art all of my life. I really only started taking it seriously in my 40s, so that was a few years ago. And since then, I have started selling artwork all up and down the East Coast, and I'm very happy to have a home here in Colonial Beach now, where I have actually been able to sell quite a few of my pieces of art. So it's been a great place to show my artwork and to be part of this wonderful artist community here.
Do I come here just to look at art, or is there something to do when I come here?
That's a great question. If anybody has an answer.
I have an answer. People come here because of the beauty of the place and the interest of the place, both historical and cultural. So you are already here for reasons of entertainment, beach-type activities, and historical activities. And so once you're here, and if you happen to be an artist, you tend to stay. So a great many of the artists who are now here and living here were tourists first, came in, saw what they liked, and saw that it fit their idea of a place to do their work. I understand that about a third of the homes in Colonial Beach are second homes. In other words, people have come here because they've chosen it, not because their job chose it for them.
And the art on the walls here in the gallery and around the corner and down the way, are these local artists?
Local, depending on your definition. Some from Richmond, some from D.C., but the great majority of them are, let's say, within 50 miles.
All right.
But they're not necessarily all within Colonial Beach. They're from various nooks and crannies in the Northern Neck.
I see. There are nooks and crannies.
And a lot from Fredericksburg, even though there's a big art community there, too.
Yeah.
They seem to be drawn here.
But ours is better.
You can't
well,
say
I
that.
Certainly think so.
Just well, of course it is.
I've had some say that.
Well, I can't imagine that they wouldn't.
Our art community is a very friendly, accepting community.
It is, isn't it? You could be a newbie and be attracted to the arts and be welcomed with open arms.
We want to bring you in and infect you with our artistry, our interest in art. Eventually, we want to dabble. We have classes you can take.
Yes.
And we get you in, and once you're hooked, you're one of us.
Wait. There are classes?
There are.
Right before COVID struck in January 2020, over 20 people created virtual seascape masterpieces under the tutelage of a certified Bob Ross instructor.
Wow.
And we have just found out that this year, with COVID on the wane, we are going to make happy trees. In addition to that, right to my right is another person who offers workshops.
With wine.
Even better. Combine my two favorite things.
And it's all for beginners. We want beginners to come in, and we want them to have fun and learn that it's not as scary as they think, that it's not a poo-poo shishi thing. It's for everyone. We want you to get that inner child out again and enjoy playing with colors and playing with images and, you know, give you a second of life.
What kind of facilities are these workshops held in?
There's a community center in Colonial Beach. There are a couple of very generous businesses that have sizable rooms that, since the Art Guild, for example, is a not-for-profit organization, they actually don't charge us to make use of the space as long as they have it available for us and we can commit to being there.
So if I were someone who was interested in a workshop, where would I find more?
A great place to find information about upcoming events related to the arts in Colonial Beach is on the Facebook page for the Colonial Beach Artists Guild. A number of our artists also have websites and Facebook pages as well. We make use of Nextdoor Colonial Beach. We put notices in the Freelance Star, thank you, and also in the Westmoreland News. And there will be, when something is imminent, there will be posters and signs in the town.
And I suppose you don't have to attend a workshop if you're a plein air painter or a photographer.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because there's a lot of natural beauty around this area with the Potomac River and the wildlife. And there's also a great opportunity to be creative because of that. So it's a natural fit. Colonial Beach is a cute little town, and it's developing into a real good, solid tourist community. There's a lot to photograph that's off the water.
And it's a little golf cart town. So, you know, you can, it's easy to take your photographs from running a golf cart and going around and checking the town out.
So if you drive in from Washington or Richmond, you can get a golf cart and putter around town, take
you
pictures.
You can rent a golf cart.
Yes.
Rent a golf cart.
Right.
Yeah. What did I say?
Get a golf cart.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd probably want to pay somebody. You just want to drive it away.
But as far as workshops, we've had people that came as far away as India. We used to get some of the best from the torpedo factory where I was on the board for many years in Alexandria. And a lot of the teachers there used to come here and teach. Until just a few years ago when we sort of turned everything over to Artists Alliance, and now they're starting a lot of workshops, and the Guild has always had workshops as well. Yeah. But I mean, there's a big demand. We got people from Northern Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, India was the furthest away, but it's always been really exciting. And a lot of those still stay in touch, and we still get emails every once in a while asking if we're still doing workshops.
Yeah. Well, I guess there are places to stay if you're an artist and you're coming to visit.
There's lots and lots of cottages here in town. These are places that you can rent for a night or for a weekend or for a week or even a month. In fact, I myself own two cottages that I rent out, but there's also some wonderful motels, and there is the one across the street here, which was a mid-century hotel that was...
It has a bit of an Art Deco look to it.
It has an Art Deco look, yes. It was closed for many years, but been renovated very lovingly, and it's a great place for people to stay, and it's right here in the middle of town, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a great walking town.
It's my understanding that before COVID, there were schedules every month, what we call...
Second Friday.
The second Friday of every month, an art walk where you can come into town and go from gallery to gallery to gallery around town, look at different art, and eat free food.
That's true.
Am I correct?
And also, incidentally, look for art.
Oh, art! Oh, yeah. Art. Yes, and see art. Did I not say that? I'm sorry.
For 17 years, there was an art walk, mm-hmm. and COVID has temporarily slowed that down. A feature of the art walk is that often the artist, usually the artists, the featured artists, appear in person and answer your questions and give a little layman's discussion of what motivates them and what they're doing.
In addition to the galleries, though, some of the other businesses in town are also part of the art walk.
There's often live music, and it is a real community affair. It's a good way to get the feel of the town.
We're lucky that the downtown part of Colonial Beach is easily walked. It's no particular imposition to walk from one place to the other, passing all sorts of interesting architectural and bistro type of places that you could stop for a libation and food.
Well, I'd love to go around to each person and have you all, excluding us, we're inspired by you, but I'd like to have you tell me a little bit about what locally inspires your art. Peter, you've said a little something about that. You want to start?
Well, it's a natural beauty here. I have a whole collection of sunrises and sunsets because they're spectacular, as well as the different wildlife. Eagles and ospreys abound in this area. We're very lucky. In the winter, there's probably a dozen different ducks that we see coming and going on their trips north and south. What fascinates me most, and I have developed an interest in photographing the watermen, a vanishing breed of people who work the water, catching fish and crabs and oysters and making their living that way. It fascinates me, so I'm photographing it whenever I can.
And it was a key part of the history of Colonial Beach, or this whole greater Potomac River area. Colonial Beach may have been started as a tourist town of sorts. Working the water was a very important way to make your living. And we actually have a little museum in town with a room, the Waterman's Room, dedicated to that history. So that's another thing you can do in Colonial Beach. Yeah.
So Kathy, tell us a little bit about what inspires your art, and tell us a little bit about your art as well.
My art, I I do find the area conducive to giving me subject matter. And when COVID struck, for example, I found myself home and not commuting. So I started walking the shoreline of the Potomac River. And just as Andrea does, she's quite famous for what she manages to do with driftwood and shells. I took home smaller pieces than she does and started making some assemblage art out of them. That was a new direction for me. But primarily I work in oils. And as Peter mentioned, the subject matter is boundless. You know, I get up every day happy to be here.
Eric, do you want to say anything about your inspiration?
Sure. Well, first of all, my art is, I think, a little bit different than many of, well, I guess everybody's art is different from everybody else's, but I use translucent acrylic paint, and I paint either on glass, so it's something that you could hang in the window, like a stained glass piece, or I paint on a reflective mylar, so it's so the light goes in and then comes back out, so it ends, turns into a very bold and colorful piece. Before coming to Colonial Beach, I focused a lot on cityscapes, different kinds of flowers, and so forth. But since I've been here in Colonial Beach, I really am inspired by what I see around me, which are boats. I'm doing boats for the first time, and I've never done that before. I'm also doing shorebirds and other kinds of birds. I've painted osprey now several times. You know, I'm very much inspired by the things that I see around me. And of course, doing the sunsets and sunrises, the problem with doing sunsets and sunrises is that they're so spectacularly beautiful that painting them almost looks hokey.
Yes, you almost have to like quiet your painting down, or people will go, how carnivalish.
Because honestly, they're so breathtaking that painting them would just...
It would look fake in a painting.
It would look garish and fake, exactly. So that, but it is it's a wonderful place, and I love being surrounded by all these nurturing artist spirits around here. It's very uplifting.
Andrea, Kathy mentioned you earlier and being a driftwood artist, but you're so much more than that. So speak to how you're inspired by your locale, which you obviously are.
Well, since I'm from the Caribbean, anything to do with beaches inspires me. I love colors, I love the light, I love people, I love seeing people enjoying being outdoors, and nothing frees you like going to the beach. When you go to the beach, you become a different person. All of a sudden, everything just drops off, and you're like a child again. I love all the colors of the beach, the sunshine, and this recently, Kathy and I both started mudlarking and picking up whatever. We see each other all the time, sourcing from the ocean, and then taking these elements and then making something from it. And that's exciting for me.
My art is, if you want to call it art, is quite different from the ones you've been hearing. I am not at all here because I paint that and that and that that I can see. My work is collages and political commentary and satire and things I could do anywhere, in a cabin in the woods or in a city apartment. The important thing about Colonial Beach for me is, one, the fellow artists, and two, the so-called customers who come in and want to know what that is. And I can have my discussions with, well, this means this, but it really means that, and on the other hand, it's this, and, oh, I see, that's interesting. That kind of interaction is what I need to keep going as an artist. And though I could get it anywhere, I get it in spades here because there are so many other artists who are doing all kinds of things, and customers, sophisticated and otherwise, who find something of interest. I have to say, I really love to have the little school kids come in, because my stuff is so primitive that they like it.
They relate to it.
Yes.
Well, and I'm just going to throw a little bit, another stick on the fire and say, although I am not an artist, or I don't characterize myself as an artist, I get a lot of inspiration from being around creative, artistic people. To come here and just get refueled and to see how much is happening and going on. If you have something in mind that you want to do, there's plenty of opportunity here to get a kickstart for that, to say, well, that looks like something I would like, because there's plenty to tee off from.
That's no accident that so many creative people end up here.
Yeah,
that's right.
What happens. Right. We start to feed from each other. And,
right.
As a matter of fact, we did not come here to open an art gallery.
Really?
We bought a place in this building on the top floor, and we were so inspired by the view and the people and the golf cart community that we decided to open up an art gallery. And this was in 2007, and I was inspired by the beauty, the birds. You know, we're known for birds. The Osby are here. So, you know, what's not to love? I was on the board at Torpedo Factory in Alexandria, which most of you know, but I'm more inspired here than there, even though there are lots of artists there. And I brought a lot of those people here. A lot of them bought homes, and we just loved it here. And you'll see some of my art in this room. I hadn't had it out for a long time. That's when I could see. You'll see some boats and some Colonial Beach scenes that I was inspired from my balcony. And that's why we actually decided to open up a gallery and enjoy the art community and all the wonderful artists. I don't know when I've seen so many artists that are so creative and willing to share with you. And the workshops were wonderful. So we still love it here.
If you need some fuel for your inspiration, this is the place to come and get some.
Absolutely.
Another thing about the community here is it's not just the visual arts, but it's the musical arts and the performing arts. I mean, it's, for such a small town, it really is remarkable, the talent here of all different kinds. The it blows me away when I can walk down the street and hear, you know, terrific music playing at various
venues. At four or
venues.
Five locations in
yeah,
the summer
including
evening.
You. I haven't heard you in a while, Sally, but
we're coming back, I promise.
Okay. It is just remarkable, and the fact that there's now this performing arts group, which has been launched a couple of years ago. I mean, it's just it is a community where you feel inspired to produce and to produce art, to buy art, to listen to musical arts, to go to performing arts.
It's so welcoming. Anybody can play.
Yeah.
Anybody can come and play. Thank
Enjoy
you guys.
It. Thank
you
so everyone.
Much for
thank
being
you.
Here and doing this with us. We really appreciate it, and thank you for the contribution you make to the art around here.
Go out there and have a meeting.
Carl and Joyce, thanks so much for opening here twice.
Well,
yeah, thank you, guys.
That's
very
what this
much.
Place is for.
Thank you.
I never
thought
I'd be here today.
This was exactly.